Right now, we're exploring the work of the State Department of Safety and Professional Services. It's a department that tends to be lower profile, but it regulates hundreds of occupational licenses. Also, it's relatively new on the scene. It was created in 2011 with the merger of the Commerce Department and the Regulation and Licensing Department. Are you a licensed professional? What questions do you have for the head of this department? Do you work in a commercial building? What do you want to know about inspections and safety? We're at 800-642-1234. Don Krim is Secretary Designee of the Department of Safety and Professional Services. Secretary Krim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much.
Well, how has your year been? You have a year under your belt. You head up this department. How has it been?
Busy.
In one word.
Very busy. It's been wonderful to work under Governor Evers and to be able to provide safety for the citizens, to be able to service them. People don't realize the depth and breadth of the agency. I often say we're the largest of the small and the smallest of the mid. And I say that because we are 250 employees. We have five offices around the state: Hayward, Onalaska, Waukesha, Green Bay, and here in Madison. I have been to all those offices twice. And we touch relatively one in three Wisconsinites. When you shop at a big box store, we've reviewed those plans. When you think about the lifespan, when you go to the doctor's office, we administer that license. When you think about your wellness checks, we are part of the individuals that are counselors. We administer over 240 occupational licenses. So when you think about good, solid, life-sustaining work and wages, we are a part of that conversation. And so we are really trying to deliver the best service we can, whether it's safety in any public building or whether it's occupational licensing.
Yeah, and so there are five divisions within the department. Is that right?
That is correct.
How does that work then? What are these divisions?
So the five divisions, the one is management services, and I consider them the foundation of the agency. That's where your human resources lies, making sure your equipment is working, things of that nature, just kind of the foundation to make sure everything goes well. Then we have policy development, and that's where over 100 boards, councils, and committees are housed. Those committees actually work to administer work on behalf of the professions. We have boards that have peer individuals from different agencies, from different licensees that are helping to make decisions, set standards around continuing education. And then, unfortunately, if disciplinary matters occur, it's those boards who are making decisions around recommendations around discipline. But they're also setting standards for those particular occupations.
And this could be occupations cradle to grave, from medical to funeral directors,
funeral
to architects,
barbers, tattoo artists. It's a wide range. But if you think about the careers that are out there, a lot of times people just think of the basics, the nurses, the doctors, social workers. But there are many, many occupations. And so whatever people are thinking about doing, it's out there. And there are standards around what you should be doing if you're going to be working with the public.
This is a relatively new department. How have you seen it change over the last 8-9 years since it was created?
Well, it's still really coming into its own. Part of it is with the merger of regulation and licensing and commerce, they all had systems that they operated, that they did their processing, their credentialing and licensing and things under. And we are just in the middle of a modernization project where we're trying to bring all those resources together. Right now, there's about four or five different technology applications that do portions, and we're trying to move it all into an electronic safety licensing system.
So it can be like one clearinghouse, if
right.
you will.
And so that processes can be more systematic, so you're not working from one system to the next. It can be a little more seamless. And I think that'll help with some of the efficiencies that we need to undertake. But also in that policy division, we have the prescription drug monitoring program, and we're really using that program to stem some of the opioid abuse, working with pharmacies and pharmacists and things to ensure that prescribing is happening at the appropriate levels, and trying to just ensure the safety of people who are needing those pain drugs, that make sure that they're being monitored properly, and that their patients and doctors are working closely together for appropriate prescriptions.
We're talking with Dawn Krim. She is Secretary Designee of the Department of Safety and Professional Services. Do you work as a contractor? Did you experience a delay in the review of your plans after you submitted them? How do you feel about how the state handles the review of building plans? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Andrew now, joining us from Waukesha. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question because recently I had to get a copy of my HSED transcript, and it ended up costing me $30. The office wouldn't take a credit card. They weren't able to process credit cards. And I'm just wondering, why does it cost me as a citizen money to get a copy of that transcript? And, you know, when is it going to be updated so that you can simply, you know, log on, put in your identifying information and get a copy of the transcript?
Andrew, thank you for that question. So, as I mentioned, we have that electronic monitoring system that we're moving toward. It's been about a four-year project, and we are moving to an environment where we're able to take credit cards more easily and be able to process fees. Right now, the way the old system is set up, it is not as seamless, and so that's why that is taking some time, but we're getting there. And then when you think about transcript fees, unfortunately, just like with your college, just like at your high school, there's often a fee for transcripts. And so we are like the other institutions in which that is something that we do charge for.
Let's turn to Foxconn here for a moment. You toured the Foxconn campus in Mount Pleasant last month, and your agency is directly responsible for reviewing and approving all the building plans. What has your relationship been like to the project?
Oh, our relationship is really on the ground. We have our inspectors go out at least once a week, and they're monitoring progress. We do review the plans, and then we inspect on-site the plans as they are put into motion. There's also weekly updates with our agency, DOA members, and Foxconn, ensuring that the project is on time, ensuring that any questions or concerns that come up, we are at the table. So very responsive. I was pleased to actually tour the site. I've actually been there twice. What I appreciate most is the relationship that our staff has with the contractors, the building managers, people that are on the ground doing the work every day. And so we are closely monitoring, doing the work, reviewing the plans, and inspecting at Foxconn like we do with all our other projects.
Let's look at confirmation here for a moment. You're one of seven members of Governor Evers' cabinet who is awaiting confirmation. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald commented on confirmations during his year-end news conference.
I don't know that anybody is necessarily going to make the case to vote down a secretary at this point, but I know there's still concerns with some of them.
Secretary Designee, are you concerned about not being confirmed after what happened in the state Senate when denying Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Brad Paff's confirmation?
That was very difficult. We, as secretaries, all have a body of work and a body of knowledge, so the governor selected us to bring that expertise to bear in the work that we do on behalf of our agencies. We are awaiting confirmation. I'm hopeful. I'm demonstrating my ability to do the job every day, and I'm focused really on the work and ensuring that I'm running the agency in the best manner that I can.
Is that in the back of your mind there as you do your day-to-day work in the agency?
I give it thought. Yes, I do think about it. But what I realize are the things that I can control, and that's something that's outside of my control. And so I believe if I'm doing the best work possible, that it should come to bear.
Last year, Senator Chris Kapinga and Senator Dewey Strible, they noted the backlog of license applications and commercial construction plans. Why did this backlog take place? What was going on?
Well, unfortunately, our agency has been understaffed for some time. We've been using a lot of the resources of overtime and limited term employees. And so we continue to bury out from the backlog. It was there when I arrived. And what I'm trying to do is have some systematic approaches where we're really looking at efficiencies. But at the end of the day, because of the volume, we process nearly 1 million licenses a year. So because of the volume, we need people hours. And so we're utilizing all the tools that we have. We're working with our legislators on looking at some of the standards. So I'm looking at long-term and short-term solutions so that I can work collaboratively to be able to meet some of the challenges.
Is there a backlog right now?
Yes, there is. With commercial building, we are just about at the 4 to 6 weeks. The other part of what's happening, the perfect storm, is as we're putting in the modernization project, the same people that are doing the plan reviews and doing the ground on the doing the work on the ground are also a part of helping build the system and train the system. So they're essentially doing double duty. And so we're working hard to try and be as efficient as possible with what we have to use.
We have the Secretary Designee of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, Don Krim, is here. Are you a nurse, a social worker, perhaps a tattoo artist? Did you face any hurdles getting certified? What do you do to get a license in your profession? Did you pursue an occupational license recently? What was the process like? Join in 800-642-1234. Back for more State Cap in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on a Monday. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Secretary Designee of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, Don Krim, announced a cut to credentialing fees last month. The new structure lowers fees for 3 out of 4 licenses issued over the biennium ending in 2021. Credential holders in 170 occupations will experience either a reduction or no increase in their initial or renewal license fees. So are you an architect, a barber, maybe a professional soil scientist or hydrologist? What is it like to get licensed and credentialed? We're at 800-642-1234. And Secretary Krim stays with us. Secretary, your department is tasked with plan review and building inspections. What is your relationship like with municipalities, with commercial buildings?
So the relationship that we have with municipalities is we authorize delegated agents. And so when I came into the office, I wanted to be sure to have a relationship with those delegated agents. So around the state, I've been visiting with them. And it's funny, many of them are like, this is the first time we've had a secretary come visit. And I say, well, you're my partner. You are an extension of our agency. And so it's important that we are on the same page. We understand the standards, that we're working together. Because as you've mentioned, with the amount of plan review, it's steep. And so the relationships and the collaborations with delegated agents bode well. And we've actually increased delegated agents since I've come on, because we see that partnership as one that is viable in helping to ensure that plans are reviewed on time and done well. And we, with our limited staff, are not able to blanket the entire state.
Yeah, I mean, many people work each day in buildings. And what is inspections like? How often are these buildings inspected?
Well, with buildings, what you're looking at the initial from the ground up is they're reviewing the plans to ensure that the plan and the building is built to the specifications of the plan. And so it's not a one and done. There are multiple times as something is being built that the inspector goes back in and reviews a different stage of the building process. And so this relationship happens. It's hard to quantify it because some buildings are smaller and some are bigger, but it's a regular systematic way in which after the plan is reviewed, there are certain benchmarks that the inspectors are looking for as they go back in to inspect.
Well, let's take a call now. Madeline is joining us from Green Bay this morning. Hi, Madeline.
Hello. You know, I am really concerned about the children. There seems to me no one is really looking out for the children. I myself sent in documentation on sexual activity regarding to young children. And one was a nurse, a case of a nurse who should have, is a mandatory reporter who didn't report. And then that I have heard back from the licensing board regarding that one. But then I also sent in documentation on an investigation with regard to a teacher and school administrator who did not report.
Madeline, I want to pause right there for Secretary Krim here. What is the process like in handling complaints and in the impact on licensing?
Well, what I will share is with our licensing boards, and nursing is one, they actually handle and administer the process. And so even though the boards are housed within our agency, they are independent bodies in which they have the ability to review reports and make designations. They work closely with our legal team to review the case and look at the documentation, but they ultimately are the ones who are making decisions. Regarding the teacher, we actually don't handle teacher licenses and teacher issues. That's the Department of Public Instruction.
Let's look at licensing here. On your one-year anniversary, you identified your decision to cut credential fees for professionals in the state as a key accomplishment last year. How will this make it easier, more seamless for people to get their licenses?
Well, we see it as a way of inviting people into professions, just realizing that these are great sustaining wage jobs. And so we want to make sure that people have few barriers to be able to practice. And so we're able to do that. But also we are a program revenue agency. So the amount of money we bring in is the amount that we should use to operate. And when you look at staffing over the years, our staffing has declined. Therefore, we're not needing to bring in as much money to operate. And so this was an opportunity to put more money back in the pockets of those who are utilizing the services of the agency, because we're not needing to use the money that had been historically coming in because of these changes.
Why have you seen staffing decline?
It has actually has been just over time, the way the process works. It has not declined since I've arrived, but this was done based on the program revenue. Again, it's a formula to ensure that you're bringing in what it needs, what you need to operate.
We're talking with Secretary Designee Don Krim of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, gathering your questions, your thoughts on the department, 800-642-1234. As you mentioned earlier, there are lots and lots of licenses. Do you know how many there are?
Well, we have over 244 occupations that we license. But remember, we only license those that are at our agency. We don't license lawyers or teachers or EMTs. Those are at DHS. So there's other agencies that handle licensing as well. We just handle the bulk of them.
And the new fee structure took effect last July. Will these fees remain the same over the next few years? How will that work?
Yep, they will remain the same at least for the next 2 years. We actually do a study every 2 years to determine the calculation to ensure that we're kind of on par.
Senator Kapinga commented on Senate Bill 541, focused on requiring reports on new occupational licenses during a public hearing a couple months ago.
Nationwide, this is a bipartisan effort to kind of rethink occupational licensing. There's policy experts from across the political spectrum. They've identified that this is a dramatic increase in licensed professions as a primary issue facing workers today.
How would this bill change how your department reviews new licenses?
Well, when we think about licenses, we're always thinking, is it fair? Is it balanced? Are we doing the right thing when you look at licensing? Our role is to actually implement, but we don't control whether licenses are put forward or taken off. That's actually the jurisdiction of the legislature. And so we follow their charge. I am a part of a multi-state occupational licensing consortium in which we're talking about what's fair and what's balanced, what's necessary. We all want to be able to ensure that we are balanced and our licensed approach. And so that's been good to see best practices around the country, to hear where people are making changes. And so I'm using that information to inform the work that we're doing. But it is important to ensure that the right level of licensing is in place. And, you know, above all, it's about safety. The license is about ensuring that the public can feel safe in the resources, well, in the services that they're accessing.
In the last few moments we have together, the department launched the Wisconsin Enhanced Prescription Drug Monitoring Program to combat the opioid epidemic back in 2017. How is your department working collaboratively with medical professionals?
Well, we're working very closely with EMTs as well as pharmacies and doctors around appropriate prescriptions. And we are able to look at where hot spots are, where maybe problems have occurred, so that all of those entities can be working together to ensure that they're prescribing appropriately. It really is about collaboration and working together to combat the opioid crisis.
What do you mean by hotspot very quickly?
Well, what I mean by that is sometimes we can see how drugs are prescribed through the enhanced program. And so we can look at and help physicians see how often people are receiving it, whether the dosage is correct, whether they've shopped at other pharmacies in nearby towns to try and pick up the prescription drugs. So we can see the movement and how patients are actually accessing what they need.
Secretary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Don Krim is Secretary Designee of the Department of Safety and Professional Services. Just ahead, we spend the hour on redistricting in Wisconsin, what the process is like to redraw political maps following the 2020 census. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.